Long Tales and Pirates, the Big Themes. In Chapter 1, we will examine some of the big themes that have affected modern marketing. For years, people only ever paid attention to how brand leaders worked, on the grounds that they were the most successful, so you could simply copy their behaviour and become successful yourself. That's all very well, but what if you don't have those resources and power? That's where Adam Morgan's Eating the Big Fish comes in. It was arguably the first book to propose how the also-rans, or challenger brands, should behave. We'll look at what he suggests. Corporations are simply clusters of individuals, so how do you enact these findings when you have carefully identified what needs to be done? Morgan's follow-up book, The Pirate Inside, explains precisely that. He identifies all sorts of personal behaviour that could make it a lot easier to effect corporate change. We then move on to examine the idea that far from wanting to be a market leader, in fact, the pursuit of market domination is old hat. You can make huge profits from tiny increments, according to Chris Anderson in The Long Tail. Having committed customers is another crucial area, which is why we scrutinise why the customers you think are your most committed may not be, in Commitment-Led Marketing by Jan Hofmeyer and Butch Rice. Having a superb company profile is the goal of many top marketers, but public relations doesn't work anymore, or does it? We look at the ins and outs of this tricky debate by examining Flat Earth News by Nick Davis. And finally, for Chapter 1, we ask the question, have we made it all too complicated? In Search of the Obvious by Jack Trout rather suggests that we have. So we draw together all the themes, disentangle and rebuild them to create a basis for moving on to the next chapter.